Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Hey, everybody. Hello. A
couple things I want to start with. Number one will be the results from the draft that we did earlier in the week. It was soothing sounds.
Oh, yeah. I won this one, huh?
I felt pretty good about my answers.
Me too, dude.
I haven't seen the results yet. Mike's walking the results over to me. We had soothing sounds where, Eddie, you had river flowing.
Oh, beautiful.
Thunder on the horizon and wind chimes. Lunchbox had birds chirping, baby giggles, and the crunching of snow.
Who is this guy?
I will tell you, Lunchbox finished third.
Oh.
Wow, I thought I was dead. I thought mine was so bad. I was like, I'm out.
Amy had waves crashing, cat purring, and whispers.
Yeah.
A little creepy.
Did I lose?
Morgan had rainfall, crackling fireplace, and soft jazz.
Get out of here.
So good.
Soft jazz. I need a man.
Rain on a tin roof, sizzling fajitas, bacon, or crickets at night. That's mine. So if Lunchbox finished third, Eddie, you did not win either.
I didn't.
You finished second.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's good though.
But it was, yeah, finished second. It wasn't
I never
close.
Finished
First
second.
Place won by like 20%. So you have three options here. Do you think it's Morgan, rainfall, crackling fireplace, or soft jazz? Amy, waves crashing, cat purring and whispers? Or me, rain on a tin roof, sizzling fajitas, bacon, crickets at night?
Amy's got to lose.
What?
Yeah, because the whispering is weird.
Who won?
I would go Morgan with the soft jazz.
I mean, I don't know. Bacon sizzling's nice.
So you guys good. Think Amy finished last and Morgan finished first?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess.
I should believe in myself more than this, but...
Who's going to vote on soft jazz?
Yeah, Amy, you put whispers.
Everybody.
Yeah, whispers.
I will say Amy did not finish last.
Woo! Yeah!
So it's either you or Morgan?
I didn't say... Well, she could have finished first.
Okay.
I didn't finish.
Who finished first, Morgan or myself?
Oh, man.
Dang, I got to go Morgan.
You don't think sizzling fajitas bacon?
No, I think the fire...
Yeah, crackling fire.
Amy, you finished fourth, next to last.
All right.
I finished last. I'll be kicked out of the next
one. Oh, no.
Morgan won again. Morgan is by far the best drafter on the show.
How does she do that?
She just wins. She gets the belt. She has the belt more than anybody else. It's at her desk for 80% of the year. She wins again by over second place, Eddie, by almost 20%.
Dang.
Was mine just normal whispers, or was it surely I said?
You and I were so low, Amy. We were separated by like 1.5% down in the very, very bottom.
Because Amy, when I think about yours, like a bunch of whispers would freak me out.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know why I said that. I must have been totally out.
I don't know. I guess if you get whispered the right thing.
Like one person whispering is okay.
Yeah.
But like a bunch of whispers?
So a whisper.
Right. Are we sure that I chose whispers? That just sounds weird.
Hey, that river stabbing trial's over, huh?
It's over, yes.
We talked about with the guy in the inner tube, whatever?
Mm-hmm. There's a 50-year-old man. He's at the river. He's floating, and his buddy lost his cell phone, so he goes, gets some snorkels, and like he starts looking in the river. And these teenagers, about five teenagers, start like saying, "Hey, what are you doing? What do you get out of here, you creeper? You like you pervert? You looking at girls under there, whatever?" And so they start surrounding him. Next thing you know, there's probably about 13, I think, kids around him. Start pushing him, messing with him, push him into the water. He gets up. He stabs five of them, hurts four of them, and kills one of them.
So, had he been in prison or was he on bond?
So no, he had been in. He had been in jail the whole time, which is like a year and a half. And so the trial ended. The jury voted that it was reckless homicide on the murder, on the death.
So reckless homicide, I know what homicide is, but reckless, maybe, does that mean not intentional homicide?
Correct. So when there's homicide, the intentional homicide is the worst, and then there's one in the middle that's kind of like you do it, but it's not intentional. And then the third one, which is the least.
Like negligent homicide?
Something
maybe,
like that, something? Yeah. And the least is reckless. So you're looking at the worst would be life in prison, and the least, they haven't sentenced yet, but I'm assuming would probably be, I don't know, 10 to 20 years or
something. Do you think he goes to jail? Gosh,
yeah. That's terrible. Oh, yeah, because he's guilty on all counts.
I didn't know if like, no prior history of crime. I don't know what reckless homicide means. Like if that's so low that maybe you just, I don't know. But homicide's like the big one.
It's murder, right?
Yeah.
It's murder, whether like you did it, you wanted to do it or not.
How'd you feel about that?
Man, so I pretty much watched the whole trial. It lasted 7 days. And so I would kind of go on YouTube and watch it live, you know, every time I had an extra minute. And like, I think the part that killed the defense is that he testified. And usually when that happens, if you show no remorse or you're defending yourself a little too hard, the jury's like, wow, this guy didn't feel bad for what he did. And so, I mean, I think that kind of hurt them a little bit. Just very, you know, like, well, what would you do in this situation? Like, yeah, I defended myself. And then
I don't know. I believe that more than I would somebody being overly dramatic.
And then his stories were kind of like they went back to initial testimony when he talked to the cops when he got arrested.
Changed stories.
That didn't match.
Okay, now I'm starting to go, okay.
So a lot of that kind of hurt him too. So, I mean, the whole time I'm thinking like, oh, this is self-defense. And I still think it's a bad situation for everyone involved.
Like if the teens hadn't started hassling him.
Correct.
However, it doesn't justify a stabbing spree
where
somebody died.
Yep. Dang. Crazy story.
I didn't even know about it until you were telling me about it afternoon.
And it's crazy the way we figure this stuff out now is like, it's just a TikTok video that popped up in my feed. And it was so much commotion on a river. I'm like, what is this?
Was it the video of the news covering it or was it the actual video?
The actual video. The actual video of the stabbings going on. So then I looked into it. I'm like, well, what is this? And then I was like, well, there's no way this guy's on trial. It's self-defense. Then I start looking more into it. And then, well, look at that. That's on trial right now. So I start watching the case. And now it's over.
Well, I feel bad for the family. I feel bad for everybody.
Everyone involved.
You go to the river one day to float and your life is forever changed.
Yeah.
It's like,
And that took me back too, Amy, right? Because like in Texas, we would float the Guadalupe and like, I mean, we did that all the time. Everyone's drunk. Everyone's having a good time.
Like, it's one bad decision away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in an area, in a place where you're not making good decisions anyway because you're, you know, drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson died yesterday. You know, it happened right as we're ending the show. Speaking of killers.
Yeah.
The news was kind of, I didn't feel like anybody was like overly positive about him or positive at all. It was more like just reporting that O.J. Simpson died. Hmm. And in the sports world, it's like O.J. Simpson, because he wasn't convicted of murder.
He was acquitted.
He lost a civil trial, which meant he just had to pay money. But he was not convicted of murder.
But in the civil trial, what is that? If you have to pay money, what are you guilty of? What are they saying? They're saying sort of you're guilty of something?
I think they've determined you need to pay money.
Because you...
But a jury... did not find you guilty in a criminal trial.
Which is wild.
It's just crazy.
It's like junior varsity trial.
Right. But forever, like, your name will be said and then followed by who was acquitted for murder. like forever. Like, even if he was innocent, like, just say he was innocent forever, it will say like O.J. Simpson acquitted for murder. Like
you're always connected.
You're always connected to a murder, even if they say you're innocent.
Because Snoop was acquitted of murder, and everybody's not like Snoop Dogg acquitted of murder.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm saying with O.J., with all of these articles out.
With O.J., for sure. I thought you meant anybody that gets acquitted of murder.
No, just
like
O.J.
forever. If you're transitioning from one murder to a death, you with O.J., you say, well, speaking of murder.
Right, exactly.
And also, we all kind of felt like he did it.
Yeah.
And then he lost the civil trial.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of our childhoods. Speaking of memories, was watching his Bronco, him fleeing. Yeah. Like, why flee like that?
Well, and the gloves, you know, when it didn't fit. You know why they didn't fit? Because he stopped taking his arthritis medicine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so that's...
That, you learned that on TikTok?
No, I think I've known that one for a bit. Probably like MySpace.
Back in the day.
Yeah, but or just a documentary, because they made a bunch of shows. Yes. Even like acted out.
Yeah. What's that one?
That was a good one.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson versus...
Don't even know if that
United
one was
States
it.
States of America.
But I do think that that's what, like, the gloves didn't fit him for a reason. And what my belief was, they ended up settling on, he stopped taking his arthritis medicine, knowing
that it would
that he
change.
May have to try the gloves, because they have to submit what evidence they have. And if your hands are a lot bigger, it's like if you got to wear a pair of pants coming up in 4 weeks in a trial, and they're 31s.
Gain weight.
Yeah. Buddy, I'm about to eat a lot of cheesecake.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not going to be able to get those things
and
on.
And salt, lots of salt. Yeah.
So, O.J. Simpson, you know, I feel like it was news, but I don't feel like it was a celebration of him dying. Did we post anything about that?
No. Oh. No, no, no.
He was, though, what I learned, and I knew he was a heck of a running back, but he was he rushed for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season.
Really?
That's crazy.
Was that for the Bills?
Yeah. Wild.
Hmm.
And he was a, you know, pretty big actor.
Yeah, Naked Guns.
And like... Big commercial, spokesperson
Hurts.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah, pretty wild. Died of cancer. O.J. Simpson.
What kind of cancer? Do we know?
O.J. Simpson. Not a Jew.
I did tell my kids, like, you know, they called him the juice. And they're like, why would they call him that? I'm like, guys, O.J.
O.J.
Yeah, the juice.
And then Adam Sandler in the Hanukkah song. O.J. Simpson.
Not a Jew. It's the Hanukkah song.
Yeah, because he's listening to all the people and me mm-hmm. that are Jewish.
But you know who is?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer
Rod Carew.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's dude jokes right there. So there's O.J. Rest in peace, O.J.
Wait, do y'all know what kind he had? What kind of cancer?
Prostate cancer.
Prostate? Eesh.
You know, rest in some peace, because I bet you the people that hate you are resting a little more peace that you're dead, too,
if you
did it. But... That whole Lunchbox prank called him once.
Yeah, I got him.
How did he get his number?
He was on some show.
He was on like an internet show. It was a big deal. And Lunchbox got through and prank called him. And I don't remember what he said. Like but O.J. started like laughing and joking along with him.
Yeah, what'd you say, Lunchbox?
I mean, I really don't even remember.
Me either. I just remember O.J. took it as like a compliment, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And he's like, O.J.'s like, yeah, man.
Didn't he like tell him a compliment? And he was like, not.
Oh, yeah, not.
That's what it was.
Yes.
And then O.J.'s like,
And then O.J. just goes, not, and laughs. Because I think we used to play that clip back a lot, just that not.
Mike, why you got to remember? I knew that. I just didn't want to say it because it wasn't that great of a call.
I knew you knew. You don't forget anything.
Hey, he got through. That's he got true. Through. He got through.
Hey, I feel like it must have been good because we did play the not. We referenced or played the knot like a lot.
What I remember doing is playing it back to make fun of it.
That was 100%.
That it was like
it was.
His opportunity
right.
And he didn't come through. but it doesn't matter. He got through.
Okay. True.
O.J. Simpson. Not did you.
I also remember his Wiz Khalifa interview.
Wiz Khalifa. He kept calling that. Wiz Khalifa goes, Khalifa. Khalifa.
Oh,
he goes, I'm here with Wiz Khalifa.
I heard that one live.
Khalifa.
No, not. The worst part was there was a list of questions I had to ask him, and he was dating Amber Rose at the time. She was in the room. It was me, Wiz, Amber Rose, and the record person. And I'm like, dude, like now that you're super famous, how is it keeping all the groupies off of you, like in meet and greets? And he looks at me and goes, it's the dudes that don't know how to act. And I was
ooh.
Like, oh, like okay.
You. Gotcha.
And then I said, you know, black and yellow, you talk about Pittsburgh being so amazing. I look at pictures online, it looks like it kind of sucks. And that was the final straw.
That's
he was
it.
Out.
He's
I'm done.
And then he told our boss that I don't ever want that guy interviewing me again. And he didn't even get a picture with me, but Amber Rose stopped for a pic.
That's old school.
Because I'm here with Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa. But that part, he was not doing on purpose.
Right.
No, I wasn't doing it on purpose. He was brand new. Didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Probably should have known his name, though. We should have all known.
It happens. Yeah.
It happens. I saw another one of those Tesla trucks.
Yeah, I did, too. I see them all over now.
I know that I often see, what's the guy's name with the mullet?
Theo Von.
He has one of those?
Yeah, he has one. And it's the one most people were seeing in town. But I've seen a couple, I think, now in town.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Do you like them?
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool.
My kids love them.
They look like Transformers.
Yes, it looks like a robot coming down the road.
It's very futuristic.
Yeah, I haven't seen inside of one in real life. I've seen it on TikTok.
Like, I want to just knock on it and see what it kind of sounds, because it sounds like it's bulletproof. It looks like it's bulletproof.
Probably says, don't touch me.
The window rolls down. I just picture the person coming out with a gun.
Right.
Like, don't touch. Like,
well, the windows are supposed to be bulletproof.
They are.
What?
Are they able to be bought?
Well, I don't. No, I think you had to pre-order them, and it's all the people who pre-ordered them getting them now.
Oh.
So I don't think you can just straight up buy it.
Why? Yet. You want one?
No.
Oh, you should get one, dude.
I don't want one, but I wonder what they call. Now, I had a Tesla. It was fine. It was good. But Caitlin got car sick in them real bad. She doesn't get car sick, but it made no noise. Her body, she needs to hear, like, the gas. I don't know. It's something in, like, her equilibrium. So if she can hear the gas pedal or the pedal go, for some reason, her body, like, adjusts to it. If not, she gets really sick.
Oh, wow.
The car that I have that's electric now has a function on it. You can push it and it gives you fake engine.
Like a sound?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's why we got rid of it. But I liked it fine. But I mean, I don't want a truck. I can't park my. I'm a terrible parker. I think that's why I don't want an SUV. I'm awful at parking.
Yeah, and this thing's huge.
It's huge.
Still think one day Bobby's going to roll up in a Tesla.
Is there a way, Mike, to get one of those?
I think the 2025s are coming out next year. I think you can order one of those.
But what if I just today was like, I want a 2024. Money is no object.
One just sold for $250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Where?
They said the last one from the last batch. It sold at an auction at $262,500.
But nobody has...
What the crap?
Like, any for sale themselves, like on eBay or anything?
I don't see any right now.
Facebook Marketplace?
Taking orders for the 2025s, and those are about $79,000 to $96,000.
Oh, okay. I thought they'd be...
Well, no, I thought they'd be $150,000.
Right, like the first one.
Because they're huge. I mean, they're massive.
Yeah.
The little... Teslas are very safe. That's what I did like about it when I had mine. Like super, it felt like if somebody hit me, like the whole thing was going to turn into an airbag, like all around. And like, and then I just bounced, boing, boing, boing.
You don't want to find out, but yeah.
But I didn't want to find out.
What if the truck does that? It like turns into a ball that rolls.
That boing, truck just steamrolls people probably. When it feels something, spikes come out when it's about to get hit.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Raymundo, you pitched a segment a celebrity used to be a fan of, but because of something they did, you're no longer a supporter of them. Is that OJ?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
It's Johnny Manziel, unfortunately.
Wait, you love Johnny Manziel.
I know. He kind of did some people wrong. I guess you guys remember when that documentary came out and we all kind of... It said maybe he was sober in it. I didn't really get that part of it because he was still drinking, it seemed like. But
he was drinking a beer at the end, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't seem like he really changed his life, but that's not the point of it. The point of it was the guys he went into business with on that, I guess, there was a falling out. And one of the dudes, I'm a fan of the rapper, Mike... He used to be called Mike Studd. Now he's called just Mike.
Oh, Mike Studd. Ray loves Mike Studd. I don't know who Mike Studd is, but Mike Studd's the kind of guy that would drive one of those
Tesla
SUVs.
Trucks?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know who he is, but it feels like that's who'd drive that. Go ahead.
And so I guess he thought the way deals are done, I guess it was just boom, you get paid. Regardless of how successful the documentary does, you don't get any more money because you're not a producer of it. Mike Studd was. So Johnny Manziel goes to Mike Studd's house, knocks on his door, and like demands $30,000, huge falling out. He's just kind of a bad dude. And so then,
well, where do you have this information from, though? I feel like you're saying this like it's fact. I don't know that this is fact.
Mike Studd did a huge Instagram Live and told it all out.
So according to Mike Studd...
He did a documentary on it, too, where he did actual phone calls from Johnny Manziel.
I hear you. I just needed to know where it was from. So according to Mike Studd, tell me again what Johnny Manziel did.
Yeah, so he went to his house and just, like, knocked on his door and said, you owe me money from this documentary. We signed contracts. You didn't pay me everything I was supposed to get. And then Mike Studd perfectly laid it out and said, the way these deals go down, he was given amount of money. He wasn't a producer on it. He's just cut a check. He doesn't need to know if I got any additional money from it. And so Johnny felt he was owed $30,000, but he just ended up looking like a really bad dude. And so then I went on the Instagram live and I go, Mike Studd, dude, what up, dude? I'm totally with you. I'm all with you. And then Mike Studd gave me a shout out. He's like, Ray, man, you've always been with me, dude. Thanks for siding with me. And like 5,000 people are watching it. So I had to side at that moment in time. I had to side with Mike Studd. So unfortunately, I'm no longer a fan of Johnny Manziel. I can't wear the hoodie anymore.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
What was the hoodie?
But you thought Johnny Manziel was a good dude? I guess that's where I am. I feel like not even that he's a bad dude, but he got so famous so early in life, he really didn't have to mature. Got into a lot of trouble. I don't think that... I never thought, like, what a great guy Johnny Manziel is. I think somebody who got confused, had some bad leadership early, and has not really been able to shake that.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought he's a great dude. I liked his merch, and I liked how he played football. But then it gets even one step worse than this. So Johnny Manziel, to just show how bad of a dude he is, it showed in TMZ a couple days ago, Johnny Manziel is now dating Mike Studd's ex-girlfriend, Josie Canseco. To kind of get back at Mike Studd. That's just how bad of a dude he really is.
But what if it's Jose's daughter.
Just
Jose
to get
Canseco's
back?
Jose daughter?
Yes. Or how do you know he doesn't like her?
Well, I mean, do you date? I mean, back in the day, it's just you don't date your buddy's chicks.
Well,
ex.
Unless, like, you've been waiting for a reason.
Yeah. It's just always a bad look. Kind of bro code.
I don't disagree with that. But maybe they love each other. Maybe it's true love, right? You never thought about that?
Yeah. You dated yours.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you're married to your friend.
We came to the same point, Amy, at the same time. I like that. Why don't you take it from here?
Billy knew Baser
Billy
for
knew. Okay.
1 second more than me. They never dated. They never kissed. I was immediately into Baser. But yes, Billy tendered Baser. That's how it started.
I think you should speak English to our listeners.
Yeah. It's like talking to one of my kids, dude.
Yeah, it's like Billy Tender Baser. Uh-huh. Let jump.
No,
give,
got
give,
no riz
okay,
and
huh?
stuff. You know what I'm saying? Zero riz.
Go again, Ray.
Billy, my best friend, came into town, and Tinder was popular at the time, so he started up Tinder in Nashville, and he matched with Baser. And so he goes, hey, we should go downtown and meet up with this girl. And I said, sounds good. So we go there, met up with her. That girl is Laura Baser, my now wife. But at the time, we were all just meeting, hanging out, and Billy left town. They never kissed. They never dated. They never did anything. But before he left, I said, hey, leave me the phone number of that one blonde chick. I was like, she's really hot. I'd like to get to know her. And so he did. I texted her. We went on a date, and the rest is history.
Are you sure they never kissed?
Or no, I mean, we hung out the whole time.
Or is that just the story now because it would be awkward to admit the other way?
I mean, if I'm being totally real, I didn't really have any friends. And so Billy goes, hey, I should just use Tinder as a way for us to make some friends. So we just were looking for a place to party. He wasn't trying to hook up. So Billy may have been the only...
Everybody's always... If you're a single dude and you have Tinder, you may not be trying to hook up, but you'll hook up.
Right, but he wasn't...
I'm not even saying that about Bay. I'm just saying in general.
But he wasn't bringing me over there just so he could hook up with a girl. We were going over there to party with girls.
And he didn't make... He didn't kiss her at all?
No, we went to a bar. We all played games together. I remember that day. The beautiful thing is, I remember it like it was yesterday.
The beautiful thing.
Were you drinking, right?
You remember it like it was yesterday?
No, the stuff she had at her house at the time was like Bacardi, which I don't drink that. I'm more of a seltzer guy. Seltzers weren't invented then, so I really didn't drink that much then.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Raise a good, like, it'll suck you into a part of a story to get you off of what you're initially focused on. I like that. I do that too sometimes. Because if you make it so good, they'll forget what they even said.
And before seltzers, he didn't really drink a lot.
No. And he remembers like it was yesterday, vivid.
It's a beautiful day.
The year was 2015.
He didn't have any friends.
He's hitting us with all the emotions.
He lived with Lunchbox, though, right? Was that the same time?
Oh, God, when they lived together.
Yeah.
Oh, we would do roommate confessions. Oh, my God.
These guys.
That was terrible. Ray, how long are we into it?
We are 25.
All right, let's break and get to the mid-roll here. So somebody on the internet is selling cardboard cutouts of me.
For what reason?
I don't know. You just buy a big cutout of me. They're like 5 feet tall.
Like, oh, that's not life size.
No, exactly.
But
pretty life size. But it's not me.
Well, so how much are they?
$69 for the big one.
Of course,
right, Mike?
They are. $69.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, they did that
on
purpose.
No, there are multiple versions you can buy. I don't want you to buy them, by the way, because they're not mine. And I don't know how people can do this legally.
Yeah, like use your likeness to...
That's all it is. I mean, it's not like they're using my likeness to sell something. It's literally me.
Yeah.
So it's a cardboard cutout. There's two of me standing. There's one from like nipples up. And there's one of just my head. Like a big head. You see like a basketball game where they hold it up?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they've added another one.
Since then?
Yeah. There's one of you in a white shirt. More casual looking.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the first one I saw.
Okay. That's crazy,
then there's
dude.
Another one. There's one.
Read the description of the one of me, that one.
Bobby Bones, white shirt, mini size cutout.
So that's a mini.
Yeah.
This is not okay. You can't just do that.
Yeah, you can have that taken down.
Okay, but who's going to have them take it down? I'm not hiring a lawyer because it'll cost me more for... It's just not worth it.
That's what the big dogs do, dude.
Here's the life size one.
How tall is life size?
It says they could be up to 6'2".
Okay, pretty life size.
Nailed it.
Two. Okay.
Here's another
shoe size.
One.
I'm happy with it now.
Here's another life size of you in a suit. Looks like a CMA suit.
What on earth?
What on earth? And how many have they actually sold? Can you message them?
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, we'd love to talk to you on the show.
I don't know. My friend got me a life-size cardboard cutout of George Strait once, and it was pretty cool. Like, we all took pictures with him. He was great to have around, so
we used to steal those from, like, restaurants, you know, like a bar or whatever. They would have George Strait sitting there.
Yeah.
Oh, specifically George
And then
Strait?
We would just take them, but I've never bought anything like that.
I mean, you could be...
I didn't even know they had them of me that existed. How much is the biggest one, Mike? Is it $69?
Yeah. You can get your head for $25.
Look, just my head. And a terrible hair day, too. It's like I got like one odd curl.
The only thing I could think of, if it's the person who actually took the photo, like they would technically have the rights to it and could do what they want with it.
Really?
Because even though it's a picture of you, you don't own the photo.
They can't make it into other things. They couldn't.
And sell it for profit.
Yeah. I don't think that's true. I think they own the photo, the image of it, but I don't think you can make it into other things and sell it. Or you'd be making, I'd take a picture of Post Malone and put them on backpacks and sell.
Yeah.
Backpacks.
Oh, yeah. Like the girl that got in trouble for putting Luke Combs stuff on water bottles. She was like just a single mom selling something on Amazon.
But I don't know that she took the picture. I think she just took a picture from the internet.
I wonder if it qualifies as like a print, though, because I know you can't make merchandise with it, but this is almost like a print of the photograph.
But that would mean the same person that took all those pictures.
Which is highly unlikely. I'm just saying that would be the only case that this could happen.
It's bizarre. I basically want to buy one to see if they really... come like if there's a real life version, you know, 6'2", that's like real life exact specifications of me, you know, 6'2".
Do those all look like they were taken publicly? Or like...
No, they're all because the BB one was at iHeart Country Festival. The suit one was at a different award show.
So these are award shows. So these could be like photographer, media photographers.
But again, even if that's the case, unless this is considered a photo, it feels like that ain't legal. Mm-hmm. And also they're all taken at different places. So that would mean like an image source, but it's like a seller, not an image source, yeah, right?
Unless maybe they bought the rights to it and there's something that you buy the rights to.
Someone
it,
buys the rights to me and controls me in every way.
Because you could buy like the red carpet photos. I just don't know if you could, with those rights, make something like this with that.
See if they'll come on the show.
Whoever made it?
I'm sure they won't.
It's still no chance, right?
I don't know if it's one person. It's just like a company.
They're probably in China.
They've sold over 140,000 items.
But not of me. They probably sold none of me. Does it say how many they sold of me?
No, it doesn't say.
What else do they have? Like, do they have a page that has all of their products?
Yeah, the first ones that come up, best sellers are Liam Payne from One Direction and Danny DeVito.
Interesting.
Oh, dang. If they've sold over 100,000 of something, you would think they would have been shut down if they can't do
this.
Yeah,
so they have to have some kind of...
Unless they're in another country.
Right.
And you can't really shut down what you can't find. That happens all the time.
They don't.
And also, how do we know they've sold 100,000? You can lie and say that.
Sure. It does look like it's another country.
Yeah. That's what they do. That's like their thing. Dude.
Although, I'm kind of... It's kind of a compliment.
Well, yeah. They know who you are.
Yeah. Me and DJ.
And they made the price... Like, they're from another country, and they made you and 69. Like, they've done their research.
It's like somewhere in England.
Are they all $69 of that size, or does it just so happen that the one that I am in is...
They're all $69 of that size.
Even just the head?
No, those are different prices.
Those are 25.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're
right.
They're all the same price.
I've seen those at basketball games.
How long does it take to get in if we order?
Now you want to buy one.
I'm just curious about the process.
Let's see. Buy it now. You can get it by next week.
I'll probably, when we get off here, if you remind me, I'll probably just buy one.
Dude, buy one and then put it in your house and don't tell Caitlin and see if she falls for it. Hey, Bobby, will you take the trash out?
She just starts telling you eat too much cereal. Or I just let her know that it's not a real me, but she can take out all of her grievances on that.
Oh, right, right.
So when I come home, we're all good.
It's all broken.
No head. Yeah.
The cutout starts doing meet and greets.
Yes, we take it. So I put up on my eBay, and some people I got flagged for it, and it's not flagged anymore finally, but I put up a pair of Miranda Lambert's boots that she wore that she gave from her personal collection. Remember when she did the big sale?
Yeah.
She was selling her all, and there's like wear on the bottom of them, and then I had her sign them. And so any of that stuff, I donate that money, like that and the
life
Funkos and the life jackets. All that gets donated fully because I didn't pay anything for it, so I'm not making any money back on it. The sports stuff, whatever I paid for it, I take that and I donate all the profit. But I put the Miranda stuff up, and I got flagged for putting up fake merchandise.
Hmm.
I guess because I didn't have a letter of authenticity.
Oh.
Or something to show it was authentic. And I just replied like, she signed them on my show. Like, I know her.
Do you need a video of that?
I think I need a picture or stills of it. Do you have it?
Yeah, I can get that for you.
And then I can, because if they flag me again, because they kept taking it down. I looked at it this morning, because we put it up yesterday, and it was only like $60. And I was like, why is this so low? You'd think like Miranda, worn boots signed by her, would be over $60. And now they're like 100. But even that, I thought to be low, but it's because they kept jerking it down. But yeah, if you have a video of that.
Yeah.
That would be cool. We did that with the Kenny jackets too, right? We got like a still image.
Yeah. And it's actually him signing it.
And
so
put
him
in the box. Yeah. So yeah, there's that. And I'd like to thank everybody for Morgan's giving it to me now. Thanks, Morgan.
You're welcome.
I've got 442 followers on my eBay.
Wow. When you start selling stuff on there, like anything.
I know. I got a lot of this stuff I have to sell first.
I know.
I'm like overwhelmed with it. I don't even want it, but then I have to sell it.
But you're making like progress.
Progress. I thought you were going to say profit. I'm like,
no. No. I saw some of your like, you know, jerseys are kind of slowly
helmets
going out.
Up now, I've got a Joe Montana authentic jersey, a Dan Marino authentic jersey. I have a George Kittle authentic jersey. I just do auctions all now instead of buy it now. Sucks is when nobody ever buys it, buy it now. I just need to get rid of it.
Can you do the auction and then buy it now at a very high price? Is that what you do?
You can, but I don't even do that. but the Miranda boots are up. So, yeah, there's that. And my name's Mr. Bobby Bones. I don't even know what it is.
Like, on eBay, that's just what you search?
I think. I don't know. All I know is sometimes people will message me and go, I'll buy it, but can you put in a signed book? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? We mail it from here. I'm about to run out of books because I've just signed a bunch of books and stuck it in. Because I'm just like, if you're going to pay extra for it, and at least I can do. Like somebody yesterday, I did some batting gloves for a girl at the University of Arkansas and I'm donating all that money to her for NIL. And she was like, I'm not even a fan of Arkansas. And I was like, boom, I got you. I'll put in a sign. She said, will you sign a book? I said, which book? Stanley the Dog or Fail Until You Don't? And she goes, I already have Stanley the Dog. I said, Fail Until You Don't. Boom, signed. And then I asked her where she was from to see if I had any like merch or something here I could put in. Because I know she was just doing that probably to be nice. And she was like, we watch Too Much Access all the time. So we're going to sign a Too Much Access ball and put it in there too. Yeah. But now the box is huge.
Now it's heavy.
And now the shipping is way more. I'm not very good at eBay, I guess is my point.
Hey, so when you like want to get more books of yours, do you get a discount on that? Like since you wrote the book? Or can you just ask them for like more books?
So I just recently asked for more books. So how this all shook out was my publisher, who I've done 3 books with now, two adult, which not porn, just adult.
Adult
one
books.
Kid. Two, like, I didn't, but there's another way to describe it. Yeah. One kid's book, 2 regular books.
Okay. Bobby Bones indeed.
Yes. I got a call and I was like, I wonder what this is about. And they were like, hey, we'd like for you to write another book, like a regular book. And I was like, man, I don't think I have the capacity. That's what I said on my last book too, normal book. And they were like, well, here's our idea, but it's based off your idea. And I'm like, all right. And they told me, and I was like, you know what? I don't hate it. Like, it gets me going, and it's something that I already do. And so I haven't accepted it in any way. I don't know that I'm going to. But then I said, hey, by the way, can you send me another box of books? I used that, the fact that they called asking me for something, for them to send me another box of books.
Nice.
Not here yet. And I probably have, like, 8 or 9 more of mine that just period, because I've given so many away. But yeah, I don't think you can. I think you ask, like, or they sell it to you for a real discount.
Okay. Because
they have to pay for like printing and production.
Sure. Paper.
Yeah. Paper. Yeah.
It's not cheap.
I first said, no, I didn't want to write another book. I said, what if we did my first book, Bare Bones, but like a reissue with like new material? I was just really trying to get out of the conversation.
It's like a greatest hits album.
I know.
With maybe a new song in it.
And they said a live right. cut.
What year was that written?
15 or 16 maybe.
Wow.
Because I feel like that was a life. That's like my life story book, right? My life story.
Memoir.
Book, right? Not my life story book. But there's some stuff I could definitely add to it now. But what I thought was fascinating, they went, yeah, that would be great. And I was like, really? You'd pay for all that? They goes, no, we just would do it as the ebook. You can write and we can update chapters in the, like people read on their iPads and Kindles.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I shouldn't have suggested that because that actually makes sense. So I didn't. I'm not doing it. I don't think I'm doing it. I was just trying to use that to get out of, because I like my publishing company a lot and I don't really want to disappoint them, but I will disappoint them if I'm like, it's not for me. But the question is, yes, they cost money.
Yeah.
But I hit them up when they think I'm considering this other book and they are sending me a box of free ones.
You got them at the right time.
It's all about timing. So yeah, there's that. Let's see what else. Eddie, should you miss basketball practice?
Ooh, it's a big one.
What's happening?
So it's my mom's birthday, right? And so...
When?
Today.
Oh.
So if we do mom's birthday, like there's dinner involved, we can do... She's in town. So she lives in Texas, but she's in town. And my son has a pop-up practice that happened. And I'm huge. I'm like, hey, practice is important. Practice is as important as a game sometimes. Like, you committed to the team, you got to go to practice. But like, my mom's in town and she's never in town and it's her birthday. And I figure, like, should I miss practice for this?
How long does practice usually take?
An hour and a half.
What time?
And it's practice? An hour away.
Oh, God.
Aye, aye, aye.
So this is like a 3-hour deal.
How long is she here?
She leaves tomorrow.
What does she want to do?
I should ask her.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I mean, because she's going to be nice about it and be like, I'll go to practice. But I mean, it's her birthday. She should not have to like go to watch a kid practice for an hour and a half.
Okay. This is a priority thing because there's not a right answer. Because you're Mr. Go to Practice. I'm Mr. Go to Practice.
It's huge.
But
and here's the deal. It could affect him. Like, if he doesn't go to practice, then he may not play this weekend.
What if you ask him?
What he wants to do? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could do that. But see, it'd be easier if I don't ask him and just tell him what to do. Because then if I ask him and he gives me like, well, Dad, I really want to go to practice, then it's complicated again.
Well, then don't ask him if you don't really care about his answer.
No. Like, I just, what would you do? If you didn't have to ask anyone, what would be the right thing to do?
Make him practice.
Yeah.
And have dinner an hour away.
So take everyone to practice?
Wow. Or have them meet you if it's two cars. You can put them all in your SUV, or do you drive two cars? It's a good learning lesson for him, too. Like, when we say we're going to be somewhere, we're going to be there. Yeah. Even if it... It's tough. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. But
that kind of stuff, too, like, he'll remember for the rest of his life. Like, oh, yeah, we didn't miss a practice. Not one. It was even my grandma's birthday. We didn't miss practice. Like, you know, he'll be saying that, like, when he's 20, 30 years old.
Yeah, I think that's your decision. Or it could be like, we never miss practice except for my grandma's birthday because family was so important to my dad. And family. So there's a lesson.
What narrative do I want? What do I want for my legacy?
Grandmother's birthday?
There's not a right or wrong answer here. There's only, like, what do you want fundamentally your son to feel about you?
No, man. It's what do I want to be remembered as?
No, he's going to be an adult, and he's going to have rec league practice, and his wife is going to be like, but it's my birthday.
My dad taught me a long time ago. You don't miss practice.
Or you could do them both.
We could. We could do early dinner. Practice is at 7.
And then they could go home.
Traffic.
I know.
But they go home and you go to practice.
Right. And then maybe we
catch up after.
Eat
it's tonight,
cake after.
If it's tonight, it's Friday night. So it's
maybe
not like
do happy hour.
Take the kids to happy hour.
Never done that.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it doesn't have to be drink happy hour, but that's the time
for it. I just tell my mom, like, hey, you guys go to happy hour, have a good time. We'll meet you at 8:30 when we get back. Going to practice. Just because I've always said that, and I feel like I'm being inconsistent if I don't do that.
Just speaking to that narrative, if it ever came up where something he wanted to do something else, it's like, well, you let us off for this one thing. It's grandma's birthday, but it's not. I don't know. That could always be used against you, but it is. If it's family.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm pulling my daughter from a game to go do something with family. Yep. I emailed the coach yesterday.
And you can decide that.
Yeah, but I would say it's not the same with you because that's not your big. It's just not. You got to show up to every practice. You got to every game. That's not like a fundamental part of.
Well, yeah, no, but we're going to go do something fun as a family, and I don't want her missing out on it.
No, so. I hear you, but I'm saying like you don't value her sports life to the level Eddie values his kids' sports life, which are a big part. They're playing extra. They're playing travel or whatever that league is.
Right, but I do want to respect the coach and probably her wishes, and I know that ideally she probably like her entire team there. And I think Stashira, quite honestly, would like to be there too, but also this is a fun thing we get to go do, me, her, and Stevenson, so we're going to go do it together.
Yeah, nobody's judging you. We're just saying it's not the same.
You're getting defensive.
Like your whole thing with her always is like, you don't miss a practice, you don't miss a game.
Oh yeah, no, I get it. It's not my thing. I'm just saying like, hey, yeah. That's probably why I'm like, go to dinner with your mom.
And my son can decide like in a few years, you know what, like I don't want to commit to this sport because what if like, I don't want to miss birthdays anymore. Like I don't want to do that. You know, so then he'll make that decision.
Yeah, I think you're really thinking too much about it now. But I'll go to practice for me.
Okay.
But it's not my grandma.
It's not. It's my mom.
That's right.
His grandma.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Anything before we go?
Anything?
You skipping practice?
No, gosh. I mean, listen, do you know how many softball games they have? I think there's a game every day next week. And a tournament this week.
I have five basketball games tomorrow. Yeah. Five basketball games in two different places.
Yeah, I'm not about this. You're right. I'm not about this life.
No, man.
I got a lunch today.
With
girls.
Oh, dang.
Kids. I got kids this weekend. It's weird. I have some weekends no kids. I have weekends kids. This is my kids' weekend.
When you have the weekend without kids, are you like da 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 da?
No.
No.
No. I'm pretty lame.
No, but like, do you think like, ooh, cool, I can make plans this weekend because I don't have kids.
Or like, you can go out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can maybe go do something or have like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know. It feels weird. I think I'm finally getting used to the transition. I used to have, no matter if they were coming or going, I had an emotional reaction. Like I felt like I was having an emotional reaction. Like, I'd be like, why do I feel so just, ugh. Like, I would just get anxiety, or I don't know what it was. I would feel, I had all these feelings that were happening. And I think it was just a reminder of my situation, and that's weird. And I feel for them.
Yeah.
Like, but now that we're getting, they seem more adjusted, and we've got like a flow, it feels better. So maybe now that I'll find a groove. But I feel like for a while, it was always whether it was their first day back or their first day gone. Like, I was feeling low.
Mm. That's tough.
Because I think it was just like, oh yeah, this is our life now.
Now you've just accepted it?
Yeah, I think it takes some adjustment, because it's like not what you wanted. It's not what I wanted for my kids. And I think when they come and go, it's a reminder of, oh my gosh, this is their life. But they're handling it well.
Yeah, how do they feel about it? Also, you guys live pretty close.
We live really close.
That
helped, that.
Right?
Yeah, we were intentional. Yeah. So close that sometimes we're just can be back and forth. Or like last weekend, I didn't have my daughter, but it was hair day. And we went ahead and just did it at my house. So she like came over and she was at my house for like 6 hours one day and for her hair. And
even though it wasn't her time to be over there.
Yeah, like she could have done it over at her dad's house, but it was like I had ordered the hair. I can help with it a little bit. Anyway, so she's like, I'm just going to come to your house. I'm like, okay, we're not like super strict, like, oh, it's our time.
Do you get upset if they want to go to the other person when it's the other person's time?
I guess that hair is the only example. Other than that, there's been times where something cool has come up that I wish we could go do. Like there was something like a concert I wanted to take her to a couple of weeks ago and it wasn't my weekend.
Would you have asked?
Well, here's the deal. I made the mistake of thinking it would be no problem. And so I sort of mentioned the concert to her and she got real excited, my daughter. And then that was a lesson, a big lesson, because then I talked to him. He was like, shoot. He's like, I actually made plans on Sunday night. And I'm like, well, surely it's not that big of a deal when you go to the concert. And he's like, actually, it's kind of a big deal. So, and I'm like, well, he's like, and it's probably not a big deal because she doesn't know about it, right? And I'm like, actually,
she knows about
it. I already told her. And he was like, Amy. And I was like, I know, because then I don't want him to be the bad.
Yeah.
So then this is post show, right? Yeah, she won't ever hear this.
Oh, boy.
As a parent, sometimes I had to own it. I just didn't give all the details because I didn't want to say. I just said, hey, I prematurely told you about tickets and that's not working out anymore. Like, it was just on me. I couldn't say, hey, I know I told you about it, but then I talked to your dad and he has plans
still
for you.
Still stayed unified, even though it probably wasn't the easiest thing to do.
No, the easier thing would have...
Blame him.
If I was a toxic person...
I want to call her right now and blame him.
Yeah, if I was unhealthy, I would say, hey, I know that I told you I got you these tickets, but guess what? I asked your dad and he's like, nope, we have these other plans.
Well,
and
I bet
he's
that
not
going
to...
Oh, time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you know it does.
You're probably trying to get the kid to be on your side.
Yeah.
Yes, but...
Or like you more.
Yeah. So I had to be like, you know, those tickets, I told you about it prematurely. It's no longer working. And then I didn't say anything about whether or not they had plans. She just knows that she's with her dad and she's going to go do whatever she's got to do. And so then he explained they had plans. And then it just kept everything separate.
What was her reaction?
Oh, she was like, oh, bummer. I wanted to go. But then I'm sure what her dad had planned was good for her, fun. I mean, mine was going to be better for her. For a teenager, she would probably have rather gone to the concert. But he had something fun planned. But that sucked. Like, I felt horrible. Like
That's mature of you.
To him.
Know. That's mature of you to not.
Well, he knew I messed up. I messed up.
I know. But that doesn't mean that you still can't do the selfish thing and go, oh, I had you. Because then she likes you more. Because it does feel like two parents are splitting time. Like... The unhealthy thing is to compete for love.
For sure. But I'm not.
And I think a lot of people probably naturally do that. Even with you, I think you have to pull yourself back from doing that because it's probably the natural thing to do. Like, I want to be the parent that you go to when.
Yeah, because I still didn't understand. Like, I kind of thought, I was really like, seriously? Like, we can figure this out.
Sure.
And he wasn't budging and I was annoyed. But I'm the one that messed up. So I had to just take the L. What is that what they say?
Yeah, take the L.
I took the L on that one and I deserved it. And everything is.
Well,
better.
Have a good weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Have a good sorry. Yeah. Well, other people listening, maybe if you've been in that, you got to take the high road.
Most time, yeah.
You do.
Eddie, weekend?
Basketball games, dude. That's
all,
it.
All time.
Oh my gosh, so many basketball games. Big tournament.
Lunchbox?
Yeah. I'm living, man. Living.
Okay.
Huh?
I just got sent this. They want me to voice. They sent me a couple of characters to voice for this.
For cartoon?
Yeah.
What?
Shut
up. Is one of them a fish?
Dude, that's been my dream.
You know, me too.
I don't even know that I'm doing it, but I'm supposed to voice Inspector Hound, who's got like a gun, a machine gun.
It's a dog?
I got three of them I'm supposed to read.
How do you get auditions for that?
Inspector Hound, dude.
I don't know.
Oh, dang.
They were like, hey, would you...
If you get all the gigs.
No, I don't even know that...
Golly.
Hold on. One of them is Roy, a lovable walking clock. He works as a guide in the color clock. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
The other one is Inspector Hound with a gun.
Mm.
The other one is... in the sides, it's like a script.
It's got the script there?
That's what it is. It's a script. So one of them is Bam.
What's Bam?
Bam, maybe Batman's car.
Batman's car talks? Okay. Mm. So he's got to talk like this.
One's somebody named Master of All Evil, but it's like a little gross car, like a little guy.
Dude, this sounds awesome.
Yeah.
They're like, Master of Evil. And then he gives me the script. It's like, excellent, best evil laugh. The movie that I've been waiting for. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff, yeah. Anyway, I guess I'm supposed to do that today.
Hey, if you don't get the job, can you recommend someone?
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay. What if, if you pick me for whatever, Captain Evil, my friend's really good. He can do Bam.
I don't know that's how it works, but...
You can always try it.
I didn't ask for this.
How does that... That's crazy. How does that come to you?
I think a company reached out that's producing this and goes, hey, would Bobby want to do character voices?
Sure. I mean, if anyone on the show, I'm the one that does character voices.
No, you do impressions.
Oh, but dude, I can...
Anybody can do a character voice. Some people do them better than others. But some character voices are just their voice.
Right, I think Lunchbox would be pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, it's just like when Shrek was first done by Chris Farley, it was just Chris Farley's voice. That's why Shrek looks like he does. He looks like Chris Farley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the original Shrek.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he was like, hey, donkey! But it was just Chris Farley's voice, straight up.
Okay.
Even when we play the voice over actor, Tom Hanks is just being Tom Hanks when he's...
Right.
Woody.
Man, so I can be the inspector with a gun.
I think this is like dodgeball. Everybody thinks they're good at it.
No. I know
Hold
I'm
on.
Good
hey,
at it.
Hey, Amy, would you be good at doing voices for characters?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Lunchbox, would you be good at doing voices for characters?
Of course.
Mike D, would you be good at doing voices for characters?
Yes, I would.
See, it's like dodgeball.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're good.
I don't think I'm good at dodgeball, though.
Yeah.
All dudes do.
I'm not good at dodgeball.
I just really want to be a fish. It's fine. Hey.
Like Dory?
The voice of a fish. Yeah. I don't. Is that the fish?
The drowning fish.
I'm drowning.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to do that. Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
I don't have any role or anything. They're just like, would you like to read these characters?
That's cool.
Because I guess that's.
You know how I set a goal to audition for some things. I never did.
Yeah.
But I started to think, my wheelhouse maybe now could be like the mom in like a commercial.
It's a good wheelhouse. You know, it's not that you couldn't do it. It's just
yeah. Like if there's like a dish
in
soap,
with people that make the decision,
or like a vacuum. Yeah.
You would be a good mom that's like stressing out over like a mess. Ah, you know.
I could be the mom. I love laundry.
You could be a mom and a fish. But then
I love.
That's it.
Laundry. I could fold things and be like, I love smelling laundry.
That would be a weird.
I think
commercial.
She's auditioning now. They're not listening to this for the role. All right, we're done.
They might be.
We will see you guys on Monday. Thank you guys. That's it. Goodbye.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle Deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.